and that is supplemental budget request, briefing, public comment, and possible decision.
Capital budget.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Supplemental.
What says supplemental capital?
Supplemental capital, yeah. We just would be operating, so.
Take it away, Tim.
Good afternoon, Chair Carpenter and Commissioners. For the record, I'm Tim Burns, Program Director for the Capital and Asset Management Program. Today's brief is to introduce the proposed supplemental capital budget request for 2020 and answer any questions on the proposal. After today's presentation, we are requesting the Commission's approval of the supplemental capital budget request. As a reminder, in accordance with OFM guidance, the supplemental budget is intended for projects of the highest priority, emergent needs, and for technical corrections. On this slide, we have a summary of our FY19-21 capital budget request and those projects which received funding. Highlighted are those projects included in our supplemental capital budget request. We are proposing to request funding for five projects totaling $26 million. We are planning to expand salmon production by an additional $55 million to increase prey abundance for the southern resident killer whales. This increased production requires significant infrastructure improvements at 16 hatcheries with an initial budget estimate of $160 million. We are requesting $1 million to develop a master plan to provide a roadmap as how best to prioritize these infrastructure improvements. The funding would be used to hire a consultant or multiple consultants to assist the agency in the master planning effort so we can include these projects in our next biennial capital budget. The Sioux Creek Hatchery Renovation Project will completely renovate the existing hatchery originally built in 1901. The new facilities are adjacent to the existing site and are out of the floodplain. The new facilities will meet all federal and state criteria for fish screening, fish passage, and water quality standards. The project is well under construction. We had requested an additional $4.8 million in our 19-21 budget to finish all the necessary components, which include demolition of existing facilities, which are still operational at this time, construction of the Cultural Resources Center for the public, riparian habitat restoration and landscaping, and installation of a new water filtration system. The enacted capital budget only provided $1.7 million, and we are requesting the remaining funding in the supplemental budget to enable us to finish this project next year. The Herd Creek project will relocate the hatchery facilities out of the floodplain as protection from the Dungeness River. There is sufficient space within the existing property boundaries on the site. The design and permitting funding was provided in the FY18 supplemental budget due to its urgency. We anticipate completing design and permitting this fall. We are requesting funding to award a construction contract in 2020 to relocate the facilities. The department is planning to close the Grays River Hatchery due to aging facilities and the inability to maintain an adequate supply of water to the hatchery. The bedload sediment in Grays River is choking off our ability to draw the necessary water for fish production. The Army Corps of Engineers will no longer allow us to perform our annual dredging of the river to maintain flows into our intake structure. The plan is to shift the fish production to the Beaver Creek Hatchery and close the Grays River Hatchery. In order to accommodate the increased production, a significant recapitalization effort is needed. We are requesting $5 million to complete a pre-design, design, and permitting of the project in the next biennium. Our last project is the Wiley Slough Setback Dike, and this dike does not meet acceptable federal flood protection standards. In addition, there are several areas where seepage has been identified. The levee is part of a diking system responsible for protection of public and private property and infrastructure on Fur Island. Failure of the levee has the potential to impact hundreds of acres of viable farmland, private property, homes, and roads. Upon completion of the repairs, operations and maintenance responsibilities of the levee will be transferred to the local diking district. We are requesting $3.9 million for the design, permitting, and construction for this project. This concludes my presentation on our supplemental capital budget request. Again, we are looking for approval of the supplemental capital request at today's meeting, and I would be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Sort of going back to the table, do we understand why Seuss Creek was only partially funded? What happened?
This falls in the technical correction. I think there was just an oversight when the budget was forwarded from the governor's office.
Oh, that
they didn't include all the monies.
Okay. And then on the other requests, were these requested in our biennial request?
And yes, ma'am.
Not funded, so
that's
we're
correct.
Making the request again.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, so none of these are new projects that haven't been seen previously.
Okay, thank you.
For Commissioner Kehoe and Commissioner Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, yeah, I have a question about the infrastructure master plan for the killer whale recovery. And let me back up. As I recall, overall, the department did fare very well with our capital budget request. And so I guess my question then is, with respect to the killer whale, did you get any feedback from the legislature as to why they didn't fund it? Was it a little bit too rich for them, or did they not understand what it was about, or any lessons learned, I guess?
Probably all of those. I think it was a little rich, but this time their focus was on salmon hatcheries and construction dollars. When you look at what was funded, it's essentially all salmon hatcheries for construction. Now, if you recall, when I brought the capital budget request to the commission, that's when we had the discussion of the increased salmon production at $55 million. So this was a somewhat of a late add. So all of those, that $160 million of projects, those were all quickly put together, back of a napkin, parametric estimates. So I had suggested to the commission, which you all approved, is let's take a step back and try to force this into our program. Let's get some consultants in to help us identify how best to accomplish that $160 million and instead of trying to rush into it. So we intentionally did not want to ask for all of that money in the next biennium. Yep. We want to do this right and spend it appropriately.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, and I think you're exactly right. That was a good idea, rather than just to go in guns blazing for $160 million. That really would have raised some eyebrows, I'm sure, across the street. So, but, you know, as far as the $1 million ask for this topic, did you kind of maybe go back and contemplate, well, maybe can we reduce it a little bit, or was it just you felt really strong and said, no, this is completely supportable, we don't want to cut back on the $1 million?
Well, during the discussions with legislative staff, they asked if 750 would work, and we said that would. We prefer the $1 million. We want to make sure we have plenty of money to move forward with and hire the right consultants, but if they give us something less, we'll work with whatever they give us.
Okay.
This may be obvious to everyone but me, but how did these elements get re-identified as priorities or part of this package? I know you talked about the technical corrections and some guidance, but these are here, obviously, and some other elements were not. So.
Yes,
sure.
So they all are considered urgent. There's some time frame we're bumping up against.
Good.
So the master plan was our number one project, and we want to emphasize this is our number one project in our 10-year plan. Seuss Creek is a project that's almost done. It should be done next summer. Herd Creek, they gave us the money in a supplemental 2 years ago because of the urgent nature of needing to relocate it. So we're re-emphasizing that this is still an urgent project. Now we're ready for construction. Beaver Creek, we're up against a timeline with intake getting plugged at Grays River, and then lastly, the Wiley Slough. We have some significant issues with that, and we want to get that fixed before we have more damage to farmland.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. If you have nothing more, that'll do that. I do have two individuals on the public comment side of this agenda item. I'll call you both up together, if I may. Greg King and Michael Barrow. I know, Greg, you've been here before. Mr. Barrow, you have as well. You know the 3 minutes.
Okay. Nope.
You get 3 minutes?
It's been a year since I've been before.
Okay. We'll watch out for you.
Okay. Help me out a bit.
Go ahead, Greg. You're up first.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Carpenter, Commission. Listen to all this budget stuff. I'll tell you sportsmen what they want. They want fish. They want hoof rot taken care of. They want wolves curbed. We've heard it today. Thank you, Raquel and Nate, for all your hard work. I worked real hard on this budget last year, too. I must have wrote about 10 letters, and I have to really use my mind to write 10 different letters to senators and representatives. But listening to social media, and that's what the sportsmen want, is fish. You know, why should you guys get more money when we're not getting nothing? We're losing opportunity, we're losing fish, we're losing all that. Just like on this one thing, this buyback of gill nets on the Columbia River. Why don't the groups that oppose gill nets buy those back? That was presented to me by a gentleman. Are we going to sit there and fund pound nets, the wild fish conservancy groups that turn around and sue us in Puget Sound for steelhead production? Are we just funding their court cases? What's the deal with that? That's hurting Columbia River fisheries right there. That does not do good. But anyway, you know, I hear these guys scream and yell all the time about, well, what are you giving us? You know, we're losing opportunity. We're losing it. They don't want to support the department. They don't want to support the commission. They think you guys always make decisions just way ahead of the process, which is like the total opposite. When I come here and see, I see hardworking people. I see hardworking staff, and these guys aren't getting involved. And I'm like 1% of the sportsmen that get involved, and I'm going, I'm getting killed by those guys out there because I know you guys are all working hard. And this budget thing is being killed by groups that they want to, you know, kill commercial fishing on the Columbia River. And it's like, commercial fishing is really important for hatchery production with the PHAWS numbers. We always talk about PHAWS numbers. And if we don't have those gill nets controlling that, we lose hatchery production. Sportsmen can't catch them all. We just went out, me and Ron Gardner just spent a day in Seattle with NOAA Fisheries, and we asked a question about PHAWS, and he said, sportsmen can't catch them all. The only tool in the toolbox is the gill net right now. Okay. And so I want you guys to know how your constituents that buy fishing license feel about you. And that's not how I feel about you. I feel that you're all a bunch of great people and working together. I mean, we got to work together. I mean, that's the motto, my motto. So thanks for your time.
Thank you for the good words, Greg. I think I'm more obliged to the staff than us. But we do our best, though. Michael?
Yes. My name is Mike Barrow. I'm from Ellensburg. But I've worked a lot in Alaska, in Alaskan fisheries, and have come to know the basin fisheries, the Columbia River. Hey, how about that sockeye fishery out of Bristol Bay this year?
Yeah.
We ended up getting the second largest fishery out of there. I think it was 50 million fish. 50 million fish so far. And that's the largest run since 1893. 1893, the largest run. So something good is happening out there. You know, something good is happening. That's really encouraging. Unfortunately, the king salmon fishery out of that area has fallen off. It's fallen off in the in the Kuskokwim, the Yukon, Southeast, and our river, too, and the Columbia, and the Fraser, I think, too. What my area and expertise is in U.S., Russian, Bering Sea, North Pacific, transboundary marine resource policy. Fish that move back and forth between U.S. waters and Russian waters, and vice versa. And I've been working this for quite a while. I set up the basis program in the Bering Sea for salmon migration and got the money to get that for the survey work in the Bering Sea. And we didn't do it for the Gulf, and that was a bit of a mistake. And they're starting to do it now. But what I'm advocating for on the budget is to get survey vessels out in off our coast and up the coast to work with the Alaskans. Salmon survey vessels, and there's a couple of different ways you can go that route. We know that they're spending 88% of their time out there, and we're pumping them out. You're doing a great job of pumping them out, but they're not coming back. We believe, and it's been my experience and my research and studies, that the Russians intercept them with their trawlers. They come in with trawlers after their pollock season, and just like they did for many, many years, the Japanese, when they'd lay off our big rivers, and they'd catch them, and with trawlers. And you move those nets up towards the surface, you speed them up 2 or 3 knots, and you just slam the salmon. They show up like herring on the scope. So we're very vulnerable. One of the long, and I found out that this just a year or so ago, that the longest migrating fish, salmon, is the chums out of Puget Sound. And those go straight over to northern Japan and right up the coast of Russia, then across False Pass and coming down. And we're pumping out the production, but they're falling. And we eventually are going to have to sit down with the Russians, confront them, and get them compliant in this areas. And we have a lot of incentives for them. They're called sanctions. But we need the survey work with survey vessels and survey equipment to join with the Alaskans and the BC guys to start tracking the fish. And you can do it with trawlers, and you can do it with a survey trawler. You can do catch and release. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, good comments. You can finish your sentence. We need to move on. So.
Sure. I might be here. I'd like to be here tomorrow at 8:30 to continue some of this conversation and share some of this with you. But this is very important stuff. We have no resources, as I can understand. I spent a chunk of time here with Kelly Cunningham yesterday, and we talked about, you know, what do you have going for offshore resources? And he said, not so much. I said, well, let's get a task force going on this. Let's work on it, because that's where I believe the main problem is right now. So I'll hopefully have some time and can talk to you guys, folks, tomorrow.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back on number 8 now. Number 8 is a possible decision. Commissioner McKaysey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move to approve the proposed 2020 supplemental capital budget request as presented, allowing for minor adjustments to project scope and priority and budget.
Commissioner Anderson.
I would second that.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner McIsaac and a second from Commissioner Anderson. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Good work. We are moved into our last agenda item of the day.